When the First Continental Congress convened in 1774 in Philadelphia, they had no clue what they were going to actually be talking about. But they all agreed on one thing, that the British government was corrupt, tyrannical, and beyond reform or repair. Now, from that body would come nearly every signer of the Declaration of Independence, over half the delegates to the Constitution Convention, and the first five American presidents. Well, the new Christendom Committees of Correspondence hopes to follow in those legendary footsteps in convening its first annual Congress upon these rocks, building Christian communities from the rubble of modernity. The Congress will be held near the Crusade Channel Studios in Mandeville, Louisiana, April 30th through May 2nd, and you're invited. So, register as a delegate or attend as a layperson by heading to upontheserocks.co. Join me alongside Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and many, many more special guests. All the information and registration data you need is at upontheserocks.co or call 844-527-8723. We'll see you in May.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, April the 13th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made in the USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's McClure Tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. A high school shooting in East Tennessee, a Florida governor fights back, and the Bobbies say they're sorry. A juvenile was killed and a police officer wounded yesterday afternoon during a shooting at Austin East Magnet High School in Knoxville. The Knoxville Police Department confirmed the shooting on its Twitter account. The local paper said a medical examiner's vehicle left the school about 5 p.m. It's also reported that the wounded police officer is the Austin East School Resource Officer, who was shot in the hip and was undergoing surgery. One person was detained. In other news, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis attacked YouTube and its parent company Google on Monday, accusing the tech giant of censorship for its decision last week to remove from its platform video of a coronavirus discussion he organized, where his panel criticized lockdowns and some mask wearing as ineffective. DeSantis said YouTube's contention that video of the March 18th panel violates its ban on the posting of disinformation is an attempt to stifle dissent against the federal government's pandemic response. That discussion included Dr. Scott Atlas, a radiologist who was a coronavirus advisor to President Donald Trump, and other physicians who support DeSantis's decision to open Florida's economy with few restrictions. Finally, the Archbishop of Southwark and representatives of the Metropolitan Police visited London's Christ the King Polish Parish on Sunday, expressing a desire for renewed collaboration and engagement after officers of the police force had halted a Good Friday service there. Detective Superintendent Andy Waddy told the congregation following a mass on April the 11th, quote, "We are all aware of the events that happened here in the afternoon of Good Friday. The intention of the MPS is to protect and support communities in staying safe during the pandemic. We know, however, that many people were very upset by what happened on Good Friday, and we deeply regret that." Our quote of the day comes from Mother Teresa. Love to be real. It must cost. It must hurt. It must empty us of self. Coming up, our saint of the day, he was a Visigothic prince who was celebrated as a saint and a martyr. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the Founders Trade and Post Catholic Corner Store at mikechurch.com/shop, or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-527-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary collection at mychurch.com/shop.
Our saint of the day is Saint Hermenegild. He was the son of Leovigild of Spain and was brought up in the Arian heresy. In the year 579, he married Ingud, the daughter of Sigebert I of Austrasia and a zealous Orthodox Catholic. He was given a separate command at his father's siege of Byzantine-held Sevilla, where he was converted through the efforts of his wife and the bishop of Sevilla, Saint Leander. Hermenegild immediately rebelled against his heretic father and was initially aided by the Byzantines, though Leovigild succeeded in buying them off. Hermenegild was then captured and eventually beheaded. Most contemporary writers suggested that Hermenegild was executed as a rebel, but Pope Gregory I, in his dialogues, stated that he was killed for refusing to receive communion from an Arian bishop. His cult subsequently authorized for Spain by Pope Sixtus V and for the whole church by Urban VIII. He died on April 13th, 585. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has teased a presidential run, and America is cheering. A recent Newsweek poll found that almost 50% of respondents wanted to see the former WWE wrestling star become president, and in response, Johnson said he would be, quote, honored to serve the country. He wrote of the poll's results in an Instagram post, quote, humbling. I don't think our founding fathers ever envisioned a 6'4", bald, tattooed, half-black, pickup truck-driving, fanny-pack-wearing guy joining their club. But if it ever happens, it would be my honor to serve you, the people. Johnson has spoken before about running for president. In an interview with GQ, the actor admitted he had not ruled out politics in his future. He said, quote, I can't deny that the thought of being governor, the thought of being president, is alluring. And beyond that, it would be an opportunity to make a real impact on people's lives on a global scale. But there are a lot of other things I want to do first. In another interview, he shared what he would do as president. With any job you come into, you've got to prove yourself. Personally, I feel that if I were president, poise would be important. Leadership would be important. Taking responsibility for everybody. If I didn't agree with someone on something, I would not shut them out. I would actually include them. The first thing we'd do is we'd come and sit down and we'd talk about it. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel. Seeking news, finding truth.